Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us this afternoon Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. Some of our shortwave listeners may have heard her before on our Genesis program, but I think repetition is important. Most of our listeners have not heard her locally or on the Internet, and I want you to hear what she has to say because I think it's so vitally, vitally important. Karen Lee has been looking into the current situation as far as derivatives and our major banks are concerned. Now, you have to understand that everything in our system revolves around banking. I mean, the banks of the United States control the Federal Reserve System. It is neither federal nor does it have any reserves. And we have a central banking system controlled by a small group of very wealthy and very powerful people who really can hold our nation or other governments hostage at any time they want. Now, of course, these banks then, of course, produce the money. They create money out of nothing. The Treasury actually prints money and gives it to the Federal Reserve System, which has the audacity then to lend it to our government and then charge them interest on it, just exactly as they charge you interest on the money that they've created out of nothing. But now, of course, there are some problems, aren't there, Karen Lee? Would you like to tell us what you've found as you began looking into the background of the central banking system here in the United States?
Well, the problem is most people don't realize that the United States banks are really, I guess you could say technically, bankrupt because of their huge holdings in derivatives. And
Would you explain to our listeners what a derivative is and why we should be concerned about it?
A derivative is just a financial contract whose value is derived from the performance of some other asset, whether that be interest rate, a currency exchange. You can say bonds or stocks are derivatives. And there are a couple of different types of derivatives. You have, for example, if a derivative is traded on a regular stock exchange, there are futures, those type of derivatives. You know, you can just look in the Wall Street Journal and find out what they're doing. But there are other types of derivatives called OTC, which are over-the-counter derivatives. Those are just traded from private individual to private individual. And when you get into OTC derivatives, this is where the very, and I say evil, game is played. Because you have brokerage houses like Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and so forth, that have put together these derivative packages that are so complicated. Most people invest in these, and even the most savvy investors do not understand the risk the way these derivative packages are put together. I live here in Orange County, Dr. Stan, and you know, people may have forgotten, but in 1994, our entire county went bankrupt because the county treasurer, Robert Citron, had invested most of the county's money in these very risky derivatives. And we are still paying off the debt here in the county. I remember when that happened, our libraries were closed, all the park programs were shut down, and it took a long, long time for us to even get some of our county services back.
Well, didn't the Barings Bank over, or was it Barclays Bank, I forgot what it was, but one of the major banks over in England went under because somebody was playing with derivatives.
That's right, that was Barings Bank. I think that was over 250 years old, that bank, and one of the officers at the bank had made contracts in very, very risky derivative positions before anyone at the bank even realized what he had done. It took the whole bank down. Procter & Gamble that year lost millions of dollars, and the derivative problem has not gone away. It is there, lurking, and I contend that when all this is through, it is going to take major banks down in this country.
Well, now, of course, would commodities, commodity future contracts, be considered a form of derivatives?
They are, but again, those are regulated on an exchange. What I'm talking about, the real dangerous derivatives, for example, right now we have big, big banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, banks like this have heavily taken on the debt of third world countries, for example, Argentina, Brazil, and so forth. When Argentina defaulted on its loans, it was the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Citigroup, that take the hits. Many times the way that these derivative packages are designed, the average American may have his retirement fund invested in a third world country, and he does not even know it. Most Americans aren't even aware of what their retirement accounts are invested in.
Well, you know, a lot of these foreign investments, they were paying 14-15% interest a few years ago. The trouble is that now I notice a lot of those companies aren't even listed anymore, and I wonder what happened to the investment in those foreign bonds, because those foreign bonds aren't paying. In fact, right now we see Argentina about $130 billion, $440 billion in debt. They can't service Argentina, $300-400 billion they can't service. So what happens to people who hold the bonds and the various countries can't pay the interest on their notes?
Well, the people lose their money. That's the bottom line. In researching through all of this, I have looked at some of the schemes that were used by the derivative salesmen. And, for example, in my newsletter, I quote a derivatives deal that was put together by Morgan Stanley, where the power company, the NPC, in the Philippines, I guess we'll do it after the break, huh?
All right, we'll do it after the break, and we'll be right back here with Karen Lee Vixman, the investigative reporter. And, of course, we'll welcome your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to tell you that if you've got children that are going to a government school, and you love those children or grandchildren, get them out. I mean, they're going to indoctrinate them in sex, and they're not going to teach them well. They're going to get the look-see method of reading. They're going to distort their view of history, God, family, and country. If you care for your children, get them out of the government schools. Now, we carry two items which we think are important, and one of them is a Phonopoly game. It is 5 board games and 2 bonus games to teach children how to read phonetically, designed by Myrna Culbraith, who came up with a phonics game. This is called Phonopoly, and it's fun to play, and in 16 hours you can begin to reprogram a child's mind. The game is played just like Monopoly, but you learn the sounds and the rules of the English language. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and order a Phonopoly set. And then, of course, we have the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. And this is a great system. It will take children from grammar school all the way through college prep courses, and it, of course, will get them through the 12th grade. All the tests, all the texts, all the lesson plans are there. The only thing you have to buy in addition is the sex and math books. The whole entire program on 22 CDs comes to $199.95, and the kids will get a excellent, excellent education. That's the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. If you'd like more information on it, of course, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to, of course, to go ahead and order that, you can order that from us. So if you want information, we'll send you my interview with Dr. Robinson and some material we put together. But we think that you owe it to your children to get them out of government schools. There is no free lunch, and there is no free education. There is free indoctrination. Don't let that happen to your kids. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today. Well, Dr. Stan Beck here. Our guest this afternoon is Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. And you know, it's often been said that you'll do as well on the playing the stock market by throwing a dart at the page from the Wall Street Journal as you will from the advice of your broker. And the reason is because the broker is paid not to get the best deal for you, but to get the best deal for the broker's firm. And if he wants to stay there, why, he's going to go ahead and do that. And, of course, the great tragedy is that they will call you, they will win your confidence, we're here to help you, to make you a lot of money. Well, they're out to make themselves a lot of money, and I hate to say it, most brokers are just exactly like that. And don't get the attitude, well, other brokers are like that, my broker isn't, because, of course, you give them their money. What do you think they're primarily interested in? Well, go ahead and tell this story about the Philippine Power Company and how, was it Morgan Stanley that fleeced all the people?
Yes, and this was actually a deal that involved the NPC, which was the National Power Corporation for the Philippines. And it was a terrible electric producer, constantly had power outages, but the World Bank had decided that they were going to help privatize that power company. And so they even agreed, in as far as their 15-year issue bonds, that if people, you know, they would guarantee it. So if people invested in these bonds, they would get their original principal, their payment back. But what was not guaranteed, and the way these derivatives were worked through Morgan Stanley, they were renamed, given a real fancy name. They came in and they were able to, under a bizarre ratings trick, convince the S&P to change the ratings of these bonds to AAA. But what people didn't realize is that their interest was not guaranteed. So you could buy one of these bonds, hold it for 15 years, and never even get any interest.
And you get your money back at the end of the year, what, end of 15 years, whatever that may be worth at
right.
the time with inflation. So it's simply a means of stealing from people. And ladies and gentlemen, that's how the game is so
this
often
was
played.
Just one example, I mean, of hundreds, literally hundreds, of scam, and I just call them scam deals because there was nothing honest about it. Those particular bonds, Morgan Stanley made $48 million. They had commissions of $1.2 million just on that particular sale. And, of course, to a Teachers Insurance Association of America, which was the manager of public school teachers' retirement funds. Now, my point in this is to let people know that the average American, right now, American banks have $45 trillion. That's with a T, Dr. Stan. Trillion dollars in derivatives on their books. And if you have a high position in derivatives, you really need a growing economy, a robust economy to keep that ball rolling. But when you have a down economy, when you have people start losing their jobs, they can't pay the interest on their loans, they lose their homes, and then you have a situation going on like we now have in Latin America, this is what will cause eventually all these banks to collapse.
All right, well, let's go ahead, and we've got Bill calling from Michigan. Hi, Bill. A question or comment?
Two questions, actually. Yeah, I have about $60,000 in a bank. I just retired a little while ago, got my retirement payoff. would you do with it, or where would you put it? And another question is CDs in the bank and passbook savings. Are they both insured the same?
All right, fine.
All right,
Karen,
let's go into that a little bit. First of all, people are under the false conception that if it says FDIC at your bank, that you are going, you don't have to worry about losing your funds. Nothing could be further from the truth. In the fractional banking system that we now have, they only need to keep something like one-tenth of deposit in the bank. It's not like they have all this money in the vault. I will say what I would do, because I am not an investment counselor. I can only tell you what I would do. In this coming meltdown, and in my newsletter, I list all these banks that are very heavily laden in derivatives. I would not have any large funds at all in a bank, because if this bank is very heavily loaded in derivatives, there's a good chance that bank is going to fail. That includes savings accounts, retirement accounts, because these banks are ready to topple over. I would put my money in gold and silver coins, and I would have short-term, not long-term, short-term, like 30 to 90-day T-bills, because to lose your money in treasury bills, the whole government would have to fail. When this is all said and done, people that have money in savings accounts are going to lose it. People that have money in retirement funds are going to lose it, because this massive, massive amount of derivatives that are held by American institutions.
And I think, Bill, all we need to do is see what happened in Argentina. Now, Argentina is not a third world country. It's very, very similar to ours if you've ever been there. And here these people had their money in the bank. The peso was backed by the dollar. They had their inflation under control. The good times were rolling. And, of course, there were some rumors, there were some problems, but the government assured them there was absolutely nothing to worry about until the morning when they woke up and they found that they could not get any of their money out of the bank, and they're still not able to get out any sizable sum. The government now intends to give them bonds, which are redeemable in 5 years in dollars, only, of course, what will the dollar be worth at that time? They don't know. And so you have the whole system in the society where people can't get their money out of the bank. People say it could never happen here. They've forgotten what happened during the 1930s. Remember, of course, the integrity of our banking system, is as reliable as Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it's just on trust and confidence, and the money is not there. When you have American banks that have $45 trillion in derivatives, and now we are seeing the meltdown of Latin America. We've seen this happen with Argentina.
Brazil, Venezuela, Peru is on the verge of
Uruguay.
Of chaos, right?
This is now going into Colombia. Mexico's having problems. When you see these countries start to default, and the American banks and the American retirees unknowingly are holding the loans on these countries, people are going to lose their money, and eventually this whole banking house of cards is going to fall down.
And Bill, I have to say, I'm not a financial counselor either, but I will tell you, if you go to talk to the financial counselors, you're in real trouble, because most of them are going to tell you what will benefit them rather than it will benefit you. Go ahead. Another question.
No, I just was wondering the difference between the passbook savings, insured, and certificates of deposit.
All right, anything, they say passbook savings insured.
I mean, there's
nothing insured there, Bill.
Right, I know it's about 3 cents on a dollar or something.
Yeah, you may not even get your 3 cents.
Well, you might. For instance, they could always say, you're going to get your money, but, of course, you'll get it when we have a chance to get it for you.
Right.
A year from now, 2 years from now, but you don't have anything to worry about. You'll get your money. But then, of course, what will the money be worth when you get it?
Do you think treasury bills are the way to go in
short term, very short term?
30 to 90 days on the treasury bill, because they can even take the long-term treasury bills and reinvest those. So that's why I tell people short term, so you can get your money when you need it.
WorldNet Daily reported that the Arabs, the Saudis, are so furious with us, because of what we're doing, that they have recently pulled between 100 and 200 billion dollars out of the United States economy. Remember, there's not that an awful lot of money there. I mean, the basis of our current monetary system is built, I think, on $65 or $68 billion in actual currency in circulation. And they have pulled between $100 and $200 billion. Now, these get into the monetary increments. Anything else you want to ask, Bill?
No, the last time I looked in the Red Book, I don't know if you're familiar with that coin book, but anyway, it was about $270 billion available in cash. It was coin currency and everything. And that was about 5 years ago. So, I mean, if everybody wanted to pull it out, common sense, it's not there.
Yeah, well, and I think, $45 trillion, I mean, that is more than the U.S. economy.
And let me simply point out that, you know, it's sort of like musical chairs. And you've got seven people running around the circle, and you got five chairs. And when the music stops, everybody wants to grab a chair. What happens to the people who can't get a chair? Why, they're out of the game.
And you know, Dr. Stan, you were talking about the Saudis, and I read that article today as well. The problem is, though, now with the world economies, Japan, you know, has been in the tank for such a long time. But when the world economies, this is being going on worldwide, you now have foreigners are pulling their money out of the United States in a record rate. Our economy is so dependent on foreign dollars that is another thing that is going to just make our economy collapse.
All right. Bill, do you have anything else? We're going to have to take a break. And
thank you so much
for calling. And right now, we'll be back here in just a couple of moments with Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. And, of course, the views expressed here are hers, but I'm not terribly optimistic as far as what's going on in our country today. Because our country has turned its back on God. And there's no incidence in all history where a nation has rejected God, where God has not eventually rejected that nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to tell you about a couple of the items we carry. One of them, of course, is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we make no miraculous gain claims for them, but I'll tell you, I had a call from a naturopath in San Diego today who said she couldn't believe the response that she'd gotten from using these various products, and in fact, she liked it so well she wanted to become a dealer, and she'd only been using them for a few days. If you're interested in learning about the Miracle 2 soap products, we'll be glad to send you material on it. We hope many of you will want to get the packet of the soap, the moisturizing soap, the gel, the neutralizer, and the lotion. And, of course, you can get that at a special discounted price. We've used these products for well over a year. We're very, very happy with them. Many, many uses for them. As I say, tell you that we do not tell you what they're going to do, but an awful lot of our listeners really like the Miracle 2 soap products, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will want to get some of the other books that we have. One of them would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get by itself, or as part of a special along with a video and an audio tape for $29.95 plus shipping and here in California tax. We hope you'll want to get our 4-tape set on concentration camps. And we hope you'll want to get our 4-tape set on Satanism. We hope you want to get our 4-tape set on the Office of Homeland Security to understand that everything that is happening now has been scripted long, long, long ago. And, of course, we hope you'll want to get our 4-tape set on vaccinations because they have a new program now where they want to force us to be vaccinated. And you need to get a copy of my latest newsletter dealing with vaccination. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS,
the unnecessary epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest this afternoon is Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. And before I forget, Karen Lee, tell our listeners how they can get copies of your newsletter and how they can subscribe to it.
Okay. It does come out once a month. It's $36 a year, and if people would like to subscribe, they can just call the office. We don't do credit cards, so we just give them out the mailing address, and then they send a check or a money order. But our office number is 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957.
All right, and right now we've got Herman on the line from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Very good. I have a question regarding real estate. I know that many areas of the country are down, but here in California, even though Silicon Valley, for example, has gone down in the stocks, the real estate is still holding up. And with land use laws and so forth, it seems like the crush of people looking for housing will continue. Do you... If some of the listeners are thinking of buying a high-priced house, what advice might you have for them?
I would tell everyone, do not buy any real estate. This real estate bubble is going to bust. Anything that you buy now, you're buying at the top of the market. And after this market crashes, which I believe is going to happen before the end of the year, by next year, you could probably buy the same piece of real estate for at least, 50, if not cheaper, than 50 cents on the dollar.
Let me just point out, Herman, the traditional pattern, what happens is, people see what's happening in the stock market, so they take their money out of the stock market, but what are they going to do with it? Well, they put it into real estate. And, of course, that then keeps the real estate market up for a time. So there's two bubbles. There's the stock market bubble, and then there's the second bubble. But when the second bubble bursts, and you can only look and see what's happened in Japan today, where property there is selling for 20 cents on the dollar. In fact, major American financial institutions are going up over there right now and buying property at 20 cents on the dollar from the Japanese banks, and they're glad to sell it. So, if I were you, if you have a home, hang on to it. I mean, a home is your stability, and I wouldn't necessarily want to be in money rather than homes in times like these. But, I would certainly not go out and be buying a new home, because I think you'll be able to get it a lot cheaper 2 years from now.
Well, what I tell everyone also, Dr. Stan, when this collapse comes, anything that you do not own, you will lose. And we are going to see the market crash. We're going to see a real estate bubble burst, the credit bubble, which is out there. People are totally over their head in credit and debt. And so, again, a lot of people are going out thinking that, real estate is going to be a good investment. Well, it will not be. I always like to tell people that my parents were very young at the time. They got married in the Depression, and I heard so much about what happened. But I remember my mother telling me that my grandparents owned two homes in the 1930s that were completely paid for. They lost both their homes because they did not have the money to pay the taxes. So, again, the only advice that I give people are gold and silver coins and short-term T-bills, because all these other bubbles, especially the real estate bubble, is going to burst, and a lot of people are going to lose their homes and their real estate through this.
Right, anything else, Herman?
Well, just, for example, on the T-bills, I haven't purchased them. Is that something you can purchase and keep at home, or will they be kept at the bank for you?
It is a certificate, in other words, a treasury bill, and you buy them in short term. You can get like 30-day or 90-day, and you hold it to the amount of the term, and then you can get your cash. For example, if you buy a 30-day, you can get your cash back in 30 days. That's why I tell people short term, where you can get your money quickly if you need to.
Okay, anything else, Herman?
final quick one, would you suggest anyone putting their money in Swiss francs or other solid currencies?
Again, I have written a lot about this. Our dollar is going to collapse. We have a new currency that's going to be issued next spring here, colored currency. We're going to have a dual currency system. The new colored currency will be circulated within the United States. Our existing dollars will be outside. The euro, I think, down the line will be the dominating currency for a while. But that, too, will go the way when we go to the cashless society. So the only thing that you consider, can consider, real money, is gold and silver.
All right. Anything else, Herman?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank
thanks so much. Bye-bye. Bye. And our telephone number, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Steve calling us from Wisconsin. Steve, I haven't heard from you in a time.
I know. I've been busy on the farm, partner.
All right. Fine. Well, it's, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I, well, first of all, I wanted to say good afternoon to both you and Karen Lee.
Good afternoon.
And I heard Karen Lee say, make the statement that, and I'm not disputing it, that is, if you don't own it, you're going to lose it. Well, that would put probably about 90% of the people out on the street.
That's correct.
And I will tell you, there's an awful lot of people in Japan who have lost their property over there, and the banks have taken it back, and now it's being bought up by some of the mega corporations over here in the United States.
Okay. If that's the case, and like I said, I don't dispute it, that's going to put 90% of the people out on the street.
Well, maybe not be 90%, but we certainly need to get people out of debt, and we are encouraging everybody to get out of debt, stop spending, do what you have to get your credit cards paid down and your other things paid down as much as you can. And, of course, if there's any way to get your house paid off, fine. Because I'll tell you, fortunately, here in California, at least for the time being, we have Proposition 13 in. What happens if they simply find another means to do away with that? And if they do, here in California, most of us could not afford our homes.
Right. But whatever that figure is, Dr. Stan, whether it be 90%, 70%, or whatever the figure that is, it'd be a very high percentage. When people are being put out on the street in masses like that, I think that we would have civil unrest and rioting.
Oh.
Why do you think that they're preparing detention camps across America? Why do you think that they're doing away with Posse Comitatus laws so they can use the military against the civilians? Why do you think that?
I have written extensively on this, and
right.
I have told people that when this financial collapse comes, that we will have riots on the streets of America. We will see a martial law scenario with military in the streets because, unlike the 1930s, you now have a massive population who's dependent on the government dole. And when people lose their money in the banks, they don't get their welfare checks or they don't have money to go to the grocery store, you will see a massive riot take place. That's why part of the preparation process, I always tell people, make sure that you have food on hand.
Absolutely.
And
if you
look and see what's happened in Argentina. They've had literally hundreds of thousands of people out demonstrating in the streets in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone through government after government after government.
Right.
And, of course, they are anticipating the civil unrest here in the United States. That's what the Office of Homeland Security is all about.
Right, and that's also why, throughout these many years, that's why they've been closing as many military bases as they have, because these are the concentration camps, the detention centers, whatever you want to call them.
And if you haven't seen our films, The Amazing Clips, or got a concentration camp special, or heard the tapes here with the congressman talking about the concentration camps, and Senator Inouye trying to stop this from getting out, because they don't want the American people to understand until it's too late. Hey, anything else, Steve?
Yeah, I want to just leave you and Karen with one, and your audience with one last thought. If you're not right with God today, you better get right with God, because he's the only one that's going to be able to save you through what's coming up.
Or at least to help you. And I don't think either Karen or I would disagree with that, would you, Karen?
Now, that's what I keep telling everyone. You know, get your spiritual house in order, because it's only going to be the rock of Jesus Christ that you're going to get through all of this.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Milton calling from Alabama. Hi, Milton. How are you?
Hi.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Question I had, what would you think about right now buying gold mining company stocks? And also, you spoke of 50 cents on the dollar property after a year or so collapsing. Would the dollar still be worth what it is in that case, or is that taken into account?
Okay, first of all, I don't advise anybody buying gold or silver stocks. I know there are some good ones out there, but I know plenty of people who have lost their shirt buying gold and silver stocks. I'd be completely out of the market. Again, the only recommendation I could make would be silver and gold coins. And I'm not talking about these collector coins that you pay a high price for. I'm just talking about, you know, a regular denomination and even bags of junk silver. Short-term treasury bills. You are, as far as the dollar falling, we will see our dollar collapse. There's no doubt about that. They will let the dollar go. The point I said previously was it's already been announced that next March a new currency will be released. It's going to be a colored currency, and we will, in essence, have a dual currency system set up. Where here within the United States, you will trade the color currency. Overseas, they will trade the currency that we now have. In essence, our dollar will be worthless. If you sit there and hoard dollars, you will eventually have to turn them into this new color currency. No. So hanging on to paper dollars is not a real smart way to go. But we will see when this economic collapse occurs, you will see real estate tumble. So it's up to each individual to do the wise thing with the money and the resources that you have. And if you are in a position at that time to purchase real estate, you will probably be able to get some very good deals.
And if you're going to buy gold and silver, check many, many dealers and make awfully sure. Buyer beware in the current market today, because there really are some people out there that you want to be very careful of.
Well, I do. If people are interested, I do not deal in gold and silver, but I do recommend a man that I've known for many years. And if they want recommendations on that, they can call my office, and I'd be glad to give him his number. But, you know, a lot of people will really rip you off. Some people pay $1,000 for an uncirculated coin. You know, it doesn't matter. Gold and silver coins, that's what you want. Not some uncirculated coin, because it's not going to be worth any more than just a regular gold coin.
Anything else, Milton? If you want to hang on, we're going to have to go to a break.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our telephone number, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-Liberty. Right now, of course, we want to remind you that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported. We do what we do, and we've taken on another 17 stations in the Midwest for our Saturday program, because we have to warn the American people, and you're not going to get the programs like this from Barbara Walters or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. We're moving into a war with Iraq, and that is going, in my estimation, to precipitate real problems here in the United States. And, of course, we're being prepared for biological warfare. I'm not saying it's coming from Saddam Hussein, but they aren't storing all these vaccines for nothing and preparing the camps for nothing. Why are we going to war with Saddam Hussein? I mean, if you want to go to war with somebody who's got biological weapons, let's go down to Fidel Castro. He's got biological and chemical weapons down there. So why are we going to war with Saddam Hussein? Well, we could say the same thing. Why did we go to war in Vietnam? It was to fight communism. We had communism, 90 miles off the Florida Keys. There's something wrong with the whole scenario. And, of course, somebody's got to be there warning the American people that wars are used not to defeat the enemy but to control the populace. That is what it's really all about. How can I say that? Well, very simply, a recent suit pointed out that the Saudi Arabians and the princes of Saudi Arabia and the government of Saudi Arabia, our allies, have been financing Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. These lawsuits, of course, were discussed in a few of the newspapers. If you'd like those articles, we'd be glad to get them for you. Think of the implications. Our government has been allowing anybody who wanted to from Saudi Arabia to come in here, and of course, the Saudi Arabians, 15 of them, were the ones who attacked the World Trade Center. Join the Radio Liberty family. Help us. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you're not involved, who will be, and if not now, when? When it's too late, nothing can be done to save America, call us right now at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is, of course, Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. Her telephone number, 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957. It's fascinating to see the banks, their derivatives. In fact, I find that my bank is at the bottom of the list with only $2.5 billion in derivatives, one of the large banks here in America, in Santa Cruz. Of course, Wells Fargo is deeply involved. Bank of America is deeply involved. We've got some problems. Lorraine is calling from San Diego. Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to make a comment. What she's talking about, I saw, I believe when I was in high school, the farmers around me with the PCA. Do you guys remember that?
Was it PCA or WPA?
Well, it's that the bank or whatever that gives farmers a loan.
Okay. And
and what happened is a lot of people, they gave out easy loans, and then we had like a recession, and then they took the farms over.
Are you talking about that occurred in the 1980s? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And then they lost their farm, and they had to start renting their farm.
Yeah, right.
And nobody really cared because they were just farmers.
Mm-hmm. Right. And of course, the thing is that they're going to rent you your home back again, too, because you're going to have to have someplace to live. But
right.
What happens in times like this is that property and value goes from weak hands to strong hands. That's what this is all about. This is the way it always works. And, of course, the big boys got out of the market a long time ago, and they're sitting there ready, of course, to begin picking up property in Japan and other countries and, of course, right here in the United States. Wealth goes from weak hands to strong hands. That's how it works.
Yeah, and they know that the poor people have been struggling with their rents and stuff.
Right.
And nobody really seems to care about that. So now they'll go right up to the scale to the middle class. And they know how to do this. They know how to manipulate it.
Amen to that. They understand the financial system. And if you haven't read The Creature from Jekyll Island or The Federal Reserve Conspiracy or some of the other material we have, you really need to. Even my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, goes into the background of the central banking and how they create money out of nothing and then have the audacity to charge you interest on it. Anything else, Lorraine?
No, that's it.
God bless you.
And
let's go to Rod, who's calling in from Missouri. Can we screen Ron over here? Rod, and we'll put him on the air, and if we can't, why, we'll just ignore him and talk to Karen Lee Bixman. Well, Karen Lee, as you put this message out, and I know you're doing programs all across America, what's the response you're getting? Are most people incredulous? Are most of the hosts a little skeptical of what you're saying?
No, I have not yet found one person, even in what you would call mainstream radio, skeptical. Because they remember, since I've jogged their memory with this story, what happened in 1994 about the derivative scandals.
Right.
And this is just sort of jogged their memory, and then when they see these figures that I have included from the Office of the Controller of the Currency, it blows their mind because they had no idea that American banks held $45 trillion in derivatives. So I think the story is shaking people up a little bit, Dr. Stan.
Let me just point out that the IMF recently loaned Brazil $30 billion. Now, that money is not going to go to Brazil. That money is going to go to service the loans that came from American banks to Brazil, because they're $30 billion owned right now. And if the IMF didn't loan the money, then our banks would go into default. In other words, they would lose $30 billion, and most of them would go belly up. So this is what it's all about. It's the same thing as when Robert Rubin was the Secretary of the Treasury, and, of course, Mexico was threatening to default. What was Mexico going to default on? Why, their loans to Goldman Sachs. Where did Robert Rubin come from? He came from Goldman Sachs. So what happened? Why, we lent all that money from someplace to Mexico, and Mexico never got the money. It went to Goldman Sachs.
Well, and Dr. Stan, Robert Rubin is now with Citigroup.
Right.
And Citigroup has 53 banks in Brazil.
Right. And that's what it's really all about. So that's how the game's played. Let's go to Rod. And Rod is calling us from Missouri. Hi, Rod. Are you a first-time caller?
I'm a first-time caller. I'm a long-time listener.
All right. Fine. Well, it's good to have you with us.
And we appreciate you to no end. I have kind of a nebulous question, I guess. Could we put any kind of a timeline? It looks to me like we're at the start of this right now.
Are you talking about as far as an economic collapse?
Yes.
I have been telling everyone that I expect this to occur before the end of the year.
I don't disagree, and I just appreciate it. And I don't want to get involved anymore. But I see the same things in the banking.
Yeah, that's why I say we're. If people have not taken means to protect their assets, buy food, and prepare, they need to do so immediately, because we are quickly running out of time. Even though they are rallying the stock market, the situation economically behind the scenes is crumbling very, very fast.
And, of course, when we get into a war with Iraq, why, hang on to your hat.
That's right.
And, of course, remember, if the Saudis continue pulling their money out of this country, we're in real trouble. Anything else, Ron?
I totally agree with the... I think the key is this next so-called little brush fire, whether it be... Saudi Arabia, or not Saudi Arabia, but Saddam Hussein, and this thing, or maybe we could put this off till spring.
Well, we have already started. I read about 25, 30 foreign papers a day, Rod, and our operation has already started in Iraq. Our Delta Forces, Special Forces, are over there. They have built 10 cities in Bahrain, Kuwait. Yes, we're interfacing with Turkey right now. The berths in Australia for coming back from the Gulf have been reserved. I could just go on and on, but our operation for all practical purposes has already started. And so we have not yet seen the massive launching of forces. But I believe we will see that before the end of the year as well.
Heaven help us, and heaven help the boys, and heaven help the Iraqi civilians over there. And remember, 10% of them are Christians. But
it's going to be terrible, because in essence, we are going to be going it alone. The United States is finding that no one is willing to go along with this game plan. And again, economically, the lives that are going to be lost, the American loss of life, the economic consequences, this is just going to be very, very terrible for our country.
And one of these times I will tell you about what I believe is going to happen here, because there's sleeper cells here. They've been here for a long time.
Yes.
And they've been allowed to exist here by our government.
I believe that there will be another terrorist event that will be blamed on the Iraqis, and that will put justification on the part of the government and in the minds of the American people.
Well, it's about time the American people woke up and started thinking, instead of responding every time Tom and Barbara and Dan tell them another lie. Thanks so much, Rod. They've got to go to Tom calling in from Salinas. Hi, Thomas. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Ms. Bixman, a couple of years ago, I bought a home. Well, this property is pretty nice for a good price. It has actually doubled. You kind of got me a little worried here.
Is this your primary residence or another piece of property?
No, this is my primary residence.
Okay.
I bought it for basically for retirement, for money.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about at the end of the year. Are we looking at real estate dropping by then, or are we talking about at least a whole year?
Oh, no. You know, everything follows the economic food chain, and once the stock market crashes, everything follows. So I would say right now that real estate is at its peak. Anybody buying right now is paying top dollar. And, again, you know, we're talking about Iraq and other things, but, you know, if you're using your home thinking that it's going to be for investment, I'm sorry, but it will fall.
But, of course, everybody needs a home to live in, and
right,
that's important.
Right, but I think what he was talking about is he is looking at it for an investment purpose.
All right.
I want it for a place to live, though, but the thing of it is, though, if it loses the value, if the value goes lower than what I actually pay for it, I mean, you know, that's a shame.
Be a shame, but thing is, you just hunker down, don't act emotionally, but remember, we're in for some very, very difficult times.
Now, don't use your emotion. We must use reason and common sense and facts, but that's what we're dealing with here. We're not dealing with emotion. We're dealing with common sense.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Realize if you want a place to live, if your home is paid for,
it's not.
You know, you will have it. But, again, thousands and thousands of people lost their homes in the Depression, and this is going to happen again.
That's why
I say if you don't own it, you will probably lose it, no matter what that be, a car, a house. You know, that's the situation, and that's why it is so important to get out of debt and try to get your house paid for if you can.
See, that's the reason I'm just asking questions. It's not so much as emotion, though, but I'm just trying to get some answers and try to figure out, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, the answer is the real estate bubble is going to burst, and there are going to be many, many people who are going to lose their homes.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks so very much, Thomas. We're just about out of time, Karen Lee. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners? Because we painted sort of a bleak scenario for people.
Well, bottom line is, you know, I tell people, you know, it is a bleak scenario, and it is very severe what is coming. But I always say, you know, you are going to need a relationship with the Lord to get through this. If you don't, people are literally, I think, going to have breakdowns. They're going to try to commit suicide. You will not get through this without a relationship in Jesus Christ. And I've talked about getting your financial home in order. The most important thing is that people get their spiritual lives in order to get through this, Dr. Stanley.
I couldn't agree with you more. God bless you, Karen Lee.
Thank you very much.
To you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And listen to what Karen's saying. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, on a financial battlefield. And, of course, the prince of this world has rewarded some people with great financial holdings. But in eternity, why, of course, it's not going to be how much money you had here on earth, but how close you were to our Lord. You never saw a hearse, you know, on the way to the graveyard with a U-Haul trailer behind it. And so our advice to you is just as Karen Lee said, know that you are firm in your commitment to our Lord. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And prepare as best you can for yourself, and ultimately the final battle is the Lord's. And so with that as a thought, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for God's mercy on this country that's turned its back on the Lord, and with all the wonderful and bountiful blessings he's given us, why we've rejected him. And then we ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. Try to convince them of the truth of what's going on and that they should be out in the front lines and they should have far more fear of God than they do of government. And, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye and may the Lord be with you.
tell you one thing, we sure got a lot of calls.
Yeah.
From your point of view, that's great, and I'm glad to see too. Oh, awful lot of first time calling. Fine. Hello.
Was that Marilyn Black that was called you with Miracle 2 today?
Yes, uh-huh.